Hi there, can you tell me your name and who you work for?
Yes, I'm Rachel Baywell. I work at the Royal Ashford College for the Blind in Hereford.
Okay, so tell me a little bit more about the sports that you're involved with.
Okay, the college in the last few years has developed a range of sports that are accessible to visually impaired people. Particularly, we've had success with the football, where a number of our students have actually gone on to play for the England squad. We have a very active football team at the college, a number of students take part in that. We also have an RNC cricket team this year, which has been developed and comes second in the league. And we also, in the last couple of years, have developed our links with Goalball UK to allow more of our students to access Goalball. And I think the key...
What is Goalball?
Goalball is basically a game that is played with players at either end of the pitch, and the idea of the game is that the ball should not cross the line on the other end of the pitch, and it is the responsibility of each team to prevent it doing so. That's basically what Goalball is in a nutshell.
Is it quite competitive, Goalball?
It is quite competitive, and if you watch the clips, you can look it up on YouTube, and actually it's quite an aggressive game. They're brave lot, really, with a blindfold on and a ball coming at you at sort of 50 miles an hour. It's
You say with a blindfold on, are you saying that sighted people could play this as well then?
Yeah,
do you encourage
it? Myself, yes.
You do?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fantastic game and it is often played by sighted players. It's a daredevil sport, but it's a good one, yeah.
Okay, so what else do you do? Is it just the football and the goal ball that you really encourage?
Yeah, I mean, we're moving into it at the moment. We do all of our students. What we find so often with VI people is that they've had real difficulty accessing sport through education. So they've often felt quite excluded in PE sessions in mainstream school. They've often not been able to access their own local football clubs or cricket clubs. So when they come to us, quite often it's the first time they've ever had the opportunity to engage in sport. And of course, as all people, even though they may have a visual impairment, a lot of our students are incredibly physically capable and able and really competitive people that want to engage with sport.
Do you feel nowadays, though, that things have changed? I mean, do you work alongside cricket clubs and football clubs?
Yeah, definitely. I think there are far more. There's far more cricket. There's far more sports clubs out there that actually want to try to be accessible to VI people, I think. And often we will have contact from people asking for our advice. We'll always share that advice, really. Much as we have a specialist of our own on our campus, if we could share that specialism with local communities and help them to bring on their sports clubs and accept more VI people into those environments, then that's absolutely what we would want, yes.
So what's the best way of getting hold of you?
Best way is through our website, which is just to Google RNC Hereford, and all of our information is on there, our Twitter, our Facebook, our direct number, and just give us a call. Yes, all inquiries, very welcome.
Thanks very much.
No problem.